We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know what made me happy, Jor? And I shouldn't laugh at this, but, you know, with all the negative news and, I mean, the headlines and COVID this and COVID that, the Supreme Court yesterday streamed live audio of an argument. All the justices in their robes sitting up there, you know, conferring their wisdom and interpreting the law. That's what they do. And, you know,
they do.
The gravitas, you know, it's heady stuff. The buck stops at the Supreme Court. Yesterday, during the middle of an especially heated argument and oral presentation, we heard this.
And what the FCC has said is that when the subject matter of the call ranges to the topics, then the call is transformed. And it's a call that would have been allowed and it's no longer allowed.
Cue the toilet flush. So apparently one of the justices, and nobody's saying who it was. I think it was Ruth.
Yeah, but they're not. Ginsburg.
I think it was Ruth. But somebody forgot to turn off their wireless microphone and they went to the restroom and flushed, but the person who was presenting the argument just kept on going. I don't know if he didn't hear it or what. But
that is, I wonder if the Supreme's
call ranges to the topics, then the call is transformed.
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. I could listen to that all day. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wonder if they appreciate the pun of humor. I wonder if some of them were silently chuckling as they were on mute, putting themselves and remembering to put themselves on mute as they were chuckling or peeing.
Now, you were in TV a long time. Did that ever happen to you?
I've definitely been caught, like, saying something when my mic was on, but not in the bathroom or not cursing or saying something like that. What about you?
At Care 11 once, I forgot that my wireless mic was turned on. And I went in and used the bathroom and flushed. And when I went back into the studio, Majors looked at me and goes, "Hey, there's a shower you can predict, Paul."
No.
Yeah, everybody
That's
was
good.
Chuckling.
That is
it
a good line.
It didn't go on the air. It didn't go on the air, but in a commercial break, everybody in the studio heard it. Everybody in the control room.
Oh, that's fun.
So you only have to do that once, and you learn your lesson. Turn off your mic.
That's true. That's true. That's a lesson you learn once. Here's what's making me happy. That Target is helping out small business and retailers get back online with safe social distancing or physical distancing practices so they can reopen. They are announcing today that they have created a safe retail toolkit. SAFE, S-A-F-E, is an acronym. It stands for Screening, Access, Face Covering, and Protective Equipment, and Enhanced Safety Measures. And they're helping Minnesota retailers do this as they open their doors. You know, the toolkit offers them not only advice, but it also offers them thermometers at cost, at whatever Target's cost is. They're buying them, obviously, in bulk, and they're offering them thermometers so people can have the thermometers as folks walk through the door. So to make sure that nobody that is ill, I guess people are going to be turned away, you know, even if they have a fever, maybe just from the flu or strep throat or something like that, people definitely will be turned away. The kit will find ways to handle employees if they're sick, promoting healthy shopping habits, best practices for frontline employee pay and bonus structures, and CDC guidelines on how to keep both employees and guests safe. It's terrific. The retailer is contracted, like I said, with a source for infrared thermometers, and they're giving them to Minnesota profits and retailers at wholesale cost. And, you know, we asked Target to come on the show today. We did, because I thought that this was great. I was hoping they would want to come on and tout this. But they said in a statement, quote, Target plays many roles in our communities, including a retailer and distribution network. We believe sharing our expertise with policymakers and elected officials is important of being a strong business leader. And by sharing our learnings with other businesses, they can operate in a safe way that considers the health and well-being of employees and customers and communities alike. So I just thought they're being a good steward here. You know, Target could be the only game in town and play the big box and say, ah, we're the only one doing the proper social distancing. They could run a promotional campaign that says the only safe place to shop is Target. We have thermometers and we have this, but they're not doing that. They are offering help and discounts to other small retailers who also need to stay in business.
Yeah, kudos to Target for stepping up. But look, they're not doing anything in a vacuum. They're looking over their shoulder at Amazon and Walmart, and they have some fierce competition, but they're upping the game and I think challenging other corporations to not only try to make a profit, but what are you doing to make life better? And people will have long memories of this, Jor. People will remember the companies that stepped up and went above and beyond.
I totally agree. I think we will all look back and say, history, you know, will teach valuable lessons. Where was this company or this person or this decision? Which side of history did they come down on? And I don't think people will soon forget that. So I'm glad that Target seems to be making a proper choice here in helping small businesses.
Absolutely.
When we get back, we're going to talk with Zach Peterson of Zach Peterson Productions. How do you shoot commercials? How do you shoot films? How do you do this in the era of physical distancing? Zach figured it out. He's going to tell us next. Full disclosure, Jordana and Paul here. Well, that's not the disclosure part. I got a call a few weeks ago from an outside company asked if I would do a Skype interview for the commercial. And I was like, well, that sounds safe. That seems okay. But then they said they needed me to go to a studio and the client was going to be on Skype and I was going to be interviewing him on Skype. So that's what we did. I said, okay, no problem. We're going to go to the studio and I'm going to get in there and interview this person on Skype. And it was such a seamless effort. What happened was the owner of the studio met me at the door, didn't escort me in, but sort of watched me go in. And then I stood in front of a green screen, interviewed the client, and left. We didn't touch. We didn't stand more than 10 feet closer together. We even took a picture more than 6 feet apart. It was pretty amazing. And the person who executed all of that was writer and producer and the owner of Peterson Studio, Zach Peterson. He's joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Hi, Zach.
Well, hello.
Well, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you being here or online.
My pleasure. And I tell you the truth, I've never been within 6 foot of this woman here. So
Seriously, it was like the coolest thing ever. So explain to me, I gave them sort of a rough overview of what you and I did, but you are still shooting commercials. You have still found a way to work, to produce when you can't be near anybody. Describe how you have had to change your business to survive during this epidemic.
Yeah, so I'm an independent writer and producer, so I produce videos for businesses of all kinds. I actually came up with a creative idea right before COVID happened, and that was to create a studio portion of my business where it was kind of a walk-in service operation where, you know, everything was set up and ready to go. Businesses could come in, quickly record what they needed to, and then I would send them the video, turn it around a day later, kind of a way to bring the price down and to help smaller businesses have access to quality production. Then the pandemic hit, and it turned out to be kind of a great opportunity because it offered easy access to production, and we were able to do it in a way where we could have everything set up and cleaned and really a touch-free experience. Like, you know, you can just walk in, look at a teleprompter, do a couple takes and walk out and everything. So it worked out pretty good in the whole scheme of things. And we named our business Imprez Studio, but we probably should have named it 6 Foot Productions, because that's kind of what we're known for now.
Absolutely. Zach, we're still having some technical difficulties with Jor, but I wanted to ask you a question specifically about how this pandemic is impacting your business model. You found a way to zig and zag and pivot, and you're still getting stuff done. To your credit, what worked 3 months ago is not working in May. But how do you see this changing your business long term, if at all? When we go back to the new normal, is anything that you're doing now, any of these new procedures, will any of that stick?
That's a great question. I think the production model has merit on its own in many different instances, but the solutions that we're creating to help businesses communicate is certainly changed, and I don't know if that's going to be permanent or not. I can give you an example. We, at the beginning of the year, we were working with a company that builds trade show booths for trade shows, and we were going to provide all the video that was inside of the booths. And we had a nice contract set up for the year, and then I get a call from them that said every single one of their trade shows was canceled this year. What do we do? So we brainstormed, and we decided that we would take the three-dimensional models of these trade shows that they had built, and we would use our green screen technology here to put a person inside of them and then create virtual trade shows. And now that's the new thing that's taken off, and who would have guessed that that would be something that people would be interested in? Both business models drastically changed there, but the clients are pretty excited about it, and we're doing new and innovative things.
Very cool.
That's revolutionary. I have a couple of friends involved in trade show businesses, and they have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars this year because all of the trade shows just got canceled. I mean, that is a huge industry. And to be able to find a solution to that virtually, I just think is huge. And Zach, I apologize. Apparently there have been some massive technical difficulties between me and the studio. So hopefully you can hear me, and hopefully we're back on track right now. Tell us, I hope Paul hasn't asked you this. In the beginning, when COVID-19 happened and the lockdown began, or the stay-in-place order began, were you just shedding business? And what happened to your business, and how did you guys suffer at that point?
Yeah. I mean, I got back from spring break, and everything had canceled, or everything was put on pause, I should say. And so there was the shock of fear that most entrepreneurs or small businesses or any business really felt. I do a lot of work with healthcare, and they, you know, hit the pause button on everything as well. And then, I continued to just put on my pants and come into work every day and, figure out ways to help people, paid or not. And, that's been good. You know, we've been giving away a lot of work and helping people to go online with certain business things. But then I think the phones started ringing, or if you have an idea, everyone is definitely listening to ideas. And so where there used to be an event and now it needs to be virtual in some way, you know, there's a place for video production in that as well. So everyone's open to new ideas. And as an entrepreneur, it's sort of fertile ground in a sense for, you know, problem solving. So that's the exciting part of it for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I give you and your team a lot of credit, Zach. Usually entrepreneurs have, you know, at least a few months to experiment, to tinker, to do some A-B testing to see what works, and then gradually, thoughtfully, methodically, you know, move in a different direction. Here, it was like virtually overnight. Suddenly, the trap door opens up, and everybody's falling through that trap door. And I'm impressed that you were able to pivot as quickly as you did. What advice would you have for other small business owners right now that are really in a tough place?
Well, what has been inspiring for me, and it's not just me, it's all businesses. You see people saying, what are our skills? What are our capabilities? And how can we help in this environment? And maybe we don't get paid right now for that help, but if we can help things happen, then that's kind of the right mindset. So I would say keep working, get up, keep your mind working, and engage with it, communicate with people. And everyone is really willing to, you know, use their talents and make things happen for people. And so that's kind of the mindset that I think is helpful.
Okay.
Zach Peterson at Peterson Productions, thank you so much. Technology is great, but it failed us a little bit during this interview, but I appreciate you going with the flow.
Thank you, Zach.
It was my pleasure.
Thanks, Zach. Thank you, Zach. I was just amazed that people are still producing stuff and things are still going forward, because I really thought everything was stopping. But yet people are so creative and they have to find a way to do things in a proper way, and they're doing it. You know, ingenuity, right? Ingenuity.
Absolutely. Something Americans do better than anybody on the planet, and yeah, yes. I'm biased, but we have a history of thinking outside the box, and we're doing it. When we come back, fishing opener, are you staying close to home? Officials are saying, if possible, stay close to home. Are you listening to that? How far are you going, either to fish or to hike or to bike? We want to find out your plan. 651-989-9226. When we come back, how far are you going on the fishing opener? That's next. My anthem all by myself down here in my basement. So the fishing opener, nothing will stop the fishing opener. A lot of people heading out. Some more mindful, perhaps, of the governor's admonition to stay close to home than others. By the way, if anybody asks, what does that mean, Jor, staying close to home? I thought, well, that's kind of squishy. You know, it can mean whatever you want it to mean.
Mm-hmm.
Is a 6-hour drive close to home? According to the DNR and state health officials, no overnight stays, traveling no farther than what can be done on a single tank of gas, and bringing all the necessary supplies. Officials suggest anglers buy their fishing license online and then save it to their smartphones. And the DNR is also advising anglers to share a boat only with those in their immediate household and try to maintain that minimum 6-foot distance from other boats. And they say if ramps are crowded, anglers are asked to find other fishing spots. I'm not sure it can be done safely, but I know a lot of people are going to try. So I'm just curious, how are you changing your plans, if at all, on Saturday? 651-989-9226.
Are you fishing?
No, I'm not heading out this year. I am not. We're getting the house ready for our two kids and a grandson and a big black lab. So we've got a long, my honey-do list is extra long. And so we got a lot of stuff to do this weekend. I wish I could.
What about you, David? Are you heading out fishing?
I actually am going to be heading out fishing next week. I'll stay away from the weekend, but I'm going to meet a friend of mine. And it's a place that's a little over an hour away from the Twin Cities. So we will be driving separately and then fishing off a dock. So we are, you know, socially distanced. We're not in a boat together. Mm-hmm. And it's all on one tank of gas. So I guess I'm going to push that as far as I can, but stay within the limits. What I'd really like to do, though, is get up to the North Shore, even for just a day trip. But per the instructions, I can't make it much past Duluth and back on one tank of gas, so I guess I will wait on that, at least for now.
DJ, when you fish, are you going to be wearing a mask?
That is a great question. I had not thought about that yet, but, you know, I probably won't. I probably will if I had to stop on the way up to get some food or something like that, or you know, gas up before I go, I'd probably wear a mask then if I had to go inside of a store. But if I'm standing, you know, 10 feet away from a couple other anglers on a dock or the shores of a lake, I think I would take it off at that point.
I think for me, the threshold would, if I'm on a dock, not an issue. If I'm in a boat with other people and I may or may not be able to stay 6 feet away there, and then I think I would try to wear a mask. But a lot of people, Jor, when they're outside, hey, I don't need a mask. If I'm going to be in a confined space, a store, a room with other people sharing air, then, yeah, then maybe I put on the mask. So maybe split the difference. I don't know. If I'm in a boat with people, even people I know, because I don't know who they've been around, and maybe they're asymptomatic. You know, I think you can take anything too far, but I think some measure of caution is going to be called for until we get a vaccine. Just try to be smart.
Our phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Are you going far? How are you changing your plans, if at all, for the fishing opener and the fishing season? Tony's in Monticello. Tony, what's changing for you this year?
Hi, gang. How you doing?
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Tony. Doing well. How are you, sir?
I am very good. And you?
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's Thursday,
well,
and we're looking forward to the opener. What are you doing this weekend, Tony?
I am actually fishing on the Mississippi River right in my back door.
Oh, nice.
I wanted to point out, normally we make our plans to the Boundary Waters on opener. And we changed our plan, and, you know, we're going to go in on the 18th now. But when I was calling my outfitter, I just like to point out that these outfitters are open. Mm-hmm. And it was to my understanding that if they, you know, had cabins and, you know, type outfitters and whatever, they were going to be open. And it sounds like, you know, to me, I didn't get raked out into every detail, but these outfitters up there, you know, on the outsides of the Boundary Waters are going to be open. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm
mm-hmm.
not saying go and drive, you know, but I suppose if you have a reservation, they're still going to honor it.
They are. Yeah, Tony, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Enjoy the Mississippi right outside your back door. Good for you,
good
Tony. That must
there,
be a nice
Tony.
View.
Thank you very much. Love the program.
Thank you,
appreciate
sir.
That, Tony. Thank you. You will catch more fish than you can haul into the boat on Saturday for that. So thank you, Tony. Oh, boy.
This texter writes, we're going to Lake of the Woods for 4 days no matter what. I get it. You know, that's why people go. They get on their boat. They get away from the world. They're in the middle of a lake with nobody around them. So it seems to be the perfect social distancing activity. So I get it. So maybe you don't have to change anything. And you know, the governor was saying stay close to home. That's just a suggestion. And I suggest you follow his orders. But I get it. If your fishing spot is a few hours away and you want to make that happen, I think even the governor would want you to enjoy the fishing opener and try to maintain whatever sense of normalcy you can. If, you know, we couldn't fish or we couldn't get out at all, I really think people would be struggling more with emotional well-being if that were the case.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we've never experienced this. There is no playbook. I guess there was a playbook back in 1918. But we're making this up as we go, and just taking common sense steps to try to stay safe seems like a good idea to me. Jor, you'll be happy to hear Nordstrom and Gap, among a growing list of retailers that are opening up their stores again, but there will be significant differences. When you go back into some of those stores, it's not going to be the way it was in early February. Big changes on the way. That and the Dutch have invented new words to deal with coronavirus. And I think some of them are transferable and applicable and kind of funny. That's coming up next.
Welcome back. It's 4:50. Thank you for spending some time with us. You know what else is sweet? Listening to your sweet and salty commercial. Minnesota's largest candy store is opening. They're opening. Coming Mother's Day. The store has taken significant measures to keep workers safe amid the coronavirus pandemic. You know, it's the one in Jordan. You can see it on the highway on 169. They said in preparation for opening, they're instituting a lot of safety steps, sanitizing cards and baskets and hand washing. I guess they're deemed an essential business. You know, our friends at Abdella Candies are open as well, certainly in time for Mother's Day as they were for Easter. I know a lot of people, including our Mike Max, who has a massive sweet tooth, who would be very excited to hear this news.
Hey, I have weaknesses. Oh, yeah. Have weaknesses. Chocolate covered peanuts at the top of the list right now.
Ooh, yes. Yes, I know
yes, that.
Yes.
I know that. Yeah. I never see you without a cookie.
I like cookies. I like donuts.
I know that about you, my friend.
I like.
So what's going on with the fishing opener? Are you changing anything up this weekend?
Well, I'd like to catch one this year.
Is that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to catch them?
You know, I think this is going to be one of the most interesting fishing seasons, not openers that we've ever seen. Openers, too, to an extent because of the conditions. But the license numbers are up. The number of kids fishing are up. I was on a lake yesterday for a good part of the day up by St. Cloud. And, you know, with this distant learning, a lot of kids, at least on this lake, and they take a break and they go fishing because they can't go play with their friends or baseball or volleyball or whatever it is that they want to do. So they're fishing more. So I think, in a strange way, you won't see it at the opener because they're discouraging people, of course, from going far from home. But I think that overall there's a chance to get more people involved in fishing, you know, for the next 10 years, you know, to get kids down there because they're looking for things to do. And it could be a boon for the fishing industry, even though this weekend it won't be, because even if you go north, which is you can do everything that you've done before, but you won't have the same buzz. You won't have restaurants open if you want to eat. You can only do drive-through, and bars won't be open at night if you want to go to a watering hole. So, and you can still do it. You can go to a hotel. You can go to a cabin. You can do all those things, but it'll just be different. But that's kind of beside the point, because I think if you look at this as this is going to be an interesting fishing season, well, maybe we'll go somewhere else that we haven't gone to start the season, and then, you know, eventually we'll get up north and all those things. We'll still get there, but we just won't get there at the beginning.
Max, yeah, I'm wondering if, you know, the next 12, 18 months until we get a vaccine and the stress level and the danger comes way down, I wonder if sports that lend themselves to physical distancing, like, golf and fishing, are going to be more popular. And the question I have for you, do you know, is the governor even heading out?
No, he's not. He canceled the opener. Was going to be down in Albert Lea this year. And they just shut it down. The turkey opener as well. He does the governor's turkey opener with much less fanfare. And they shut that down as well. So I assume maybe next year they'll go to Albert Lea, because they usually announce it, the next year at the upcoming event. So he is not. So that takes a little of the sheen off it. But yet you're going to see maybe more people fishing than we've ever seen before. Now, the other part of it is, and I feel bad for this industry, is guides cannot go out. They're considered non-essential. So Steve Carney is going to be out with me tonight. I was fishing with yesterday. Now, he can guide in South Dakota or the border waters, and he has, and he's put people on a lot of walleyes in the last couple of weeks there. But he cannot guide in Minnesota because they are under the same category as hairstylists and chiropractors and those types.
Really?
Boy. That's
unfortunate.
And he made one good point, too. He said, if you're going to launch your boat, if you can, do it through a resort and pay them $20 to let them run instead of going into public access. Public access is free, of course, but he says, if you can, just go to the resort. They're dying, you know, right now on the vine. Go there and at least launch your boat through their access and give them $20 if you can, just to show them in good faith if you can. I thought that's a good gesture. That's a good movement.
You know, that's really generous. Hey, Mikey, on another sports note, I see, and we're going to talk about this in the next hour because we only have a minute. I see that CHS Field has announced social distancing guidelines for people being admitted to games. Are they considering having folks come back this season?
They would not start until July. I was out there last week, and I'm going to have Mike Vec on with me tonight. Right now, they wouldn't start until July no matter what. I think what they're trying to do is stay ahead of it and say, hey, we're thinking about this. We want you to know that we're in place so that if we do decide that it's safe enough for people to come out, we've already got the rules and regulations. Now, they play in a league, and you in essence, you could be free to play baseball in Minnesota but not in Wisconsin or a place that they're going to play against. So it's more complicated than just getting it done here, but at least they've got a plan in place. Mike Vec will share more with us tonight.
Awesome.
Well, good. I look forward to listening to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys always.
Hang in there, buddy.
Great to
stay
hear your
safe.
Voice,
you too.
All right, when we come back, changes to retail. How we shop for clothes is changing big time. We'll have details next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.